The sibling effect. What the bonds among brothers and sisters reveal about us. By Jeffrey Kluger. Narrated by Pete Larkin. Copyright 2011 by Jeffrey Kluger. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Riverhead Books, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Band of Brothers and Sisters. At the time, it seemed like a good idea to put my baby brother Bruce in the fuse box. Technically speaking, it wasn't a fuse box, it was more of a fuse cabinet, something larger than a medicine chest and much deeper, made of the same 1950s knotty pine that covered the rest of our playroom. Technically speaking, again, my brother wasn't a baby, he was 4 years old. But to me, 2 years older than he was, that seemed pretty close to babyhood. In any event, Bruce was small enough to fit inside the fuse cabinet, and if he scrunched up tight, there was just enough clearance for the door to be closed and latched behind him. Whether locking a 4-year-old in a cabinet next to a panel of high-voltage, old-style, unscrewable fuses really was wise was something I honestly had not thought much about. The way I saw it then, he was probably safer inside than out. I wasn't the only one who believed that putting Bruce inside the fuse cabinet was a smart plan. So did my other two older brothers. In fact, the oldest, Steve, was the one who came up with the idea. Steve was good at thinking on his feet. Steve was just over 8 years old at the time. I was 6 and Gary was 5. The spacing between children got shorter as my parents went along, until, at the end, there was only a 13-month gap between Gary and Bruce. That 13 months made a difference, though. Gary was an unusually...